Churchill's radical view that victims of the World Trade Center attacks are comparable to Nazis prompted state legislators to demand that the university cancel his talk. But UW-Whitewater political science professor Paula Mohan took a different approach. She's organized a panel of faculty experts to analyze Churchill's views and invited the public to participate. The first forum took place Tuesday night.
Instead of running away from the ideas, simply bring them in, flesh them out, and subject them to scholarly analysis. Certainly in keeping with the Wisconsin idea that a university has some responsibility to the community.
Mohan says many in the audience arrived somewhat suspicious at first, but left with a better understanding of Churchill's views.
What's cool is we're now talking about 9/11 again, and we're talking about the causes and connections to foreign policy and culpability. So ultimately, what we have is a campus in which people are very, very active, very, very engaged, and talking about this issue.
A second forum planned for tonight will focus on the history of controversial speakers on college campuses and the role of the university in promoting open debate. Meanwhile, college Republicans are planning a public vigil in honor of the 9/11 victims to coincide with Churchill's talk next week. They've already put up yellow ribbons and signs around campus. Group President Steve Mayo says there are no plans to disrupt Churchill's talk, but they want to send a strong message.
We do support his right to speak, but we want him to be aware that we definitely do not agree with what he said.
Several colleges have canceled talks by Churchill, but he spoke without incident at the University of Hawaii this week. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.